Hi, and welcome to the 61st episode of the Language Mandarins Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about now that it has been 3 months since I was fired and have been teaching online, and I think things are going really well now. I've managed to get about, this week, I think I have about 17 to 20 hours of English classes online. I have students from Spain, Russia, students from Kazakhstan, the Ukraine, and there's even, I think, some students from South America who are now perhaps living in Europe. And things seem to be growing well for the online teaching. I see that I have students from both Italki and also from another platform that I've been getting a lot of support from for English classes called LinguaTrip.com. And I just see that in terms of my own website, I need to really get that to be performing a lot better, because I have students, I have people who want to take lessons with me, just nobody wants to take them through my website. So I really need to get the kind of landing page in place and getting what people call the funnel. So that's the next step for developing my site and getting a lot better handle of the packages and things, because there are students who want to take lessons. It's just getting the website to work a lot better. This week is a bit interesting because I'm on vacation. We have gone to the city of Cuernavaca, which is about an hour south of Mexico. It's about 80 kilometers south. And we rented a house. It's really nice. There's a swimming pool and a lot of space where the kids can play. And I'm able, with the Wi-Fi, with the internet connection, I'm still able to carry on having some English classes and then go swimming if I feel like it, or prepare some classes. But it's really nice to be able to have this kind of dynamic where being able to work online means that, I mean, a lot of people say this, you have the mobility that you can work from anywhere in the world. And now I'm testing that out to see if I'm not at home with my internet connection, at least I can still be connected. Today I was a little worried because we were getting very close to arriving at this house minutes before I had a class to start. So I was a bit nervous about the timing to see if I was going to be able to have the class at the scheduled time. In terms of what I've been able to do over the past 3 months, I think I've done an incredible amount of networking. I've talked to a lot of polyglots, language learners, people who are doing marketing, people who are doing lots of webinars, and bloggers who promote their services and promote what they do. So I've been watching a lot of webinars and seeing how people do that, and then seeing how they promote their services or promote courses on Teachable. I'm starting to develop my first course on Teachable, and I had another webinar last Friday, and I'm seeing how to promote that. Yesterday, I watched a really nice webinar from Agnieszka Murdoch about learning vocabulary and learning techniques to help you kind of remember those words and memorize them. And with those techniques with the webinar, it's really nice to see how other people are doing it and getting other ideas for how to develop them. And I think going forward, I'm going to try to implement more techniques to use webinars to promote the course and also to grow the email list. So there's a lot of things on the business side of the language teaching that I'm learning little by little, and how to get more potential students, get students that might be interested in taking a course, or students who might be interested in helping me create course content and giving feedback in the form of surveys. I'm also doing a lot of networking with other teachers to see how they organize themselves with their scheduling, with the classes, how they do the class preparation. And there's one of the teachers that I'm getting a lot of networking with as well. Her name is Holly Jensen, and she's going to be giving a webinar tomorrow about the teaching side of online teaching, because a lot more teachers out there focus on the business side and getting the website functional. And one of the things that she's really good at is focusing on the actual organization of the class, or managing materials and resources. So definitely check out her webinar tomorrow if you have a chance, and or if not, perhaps a replay if she has that up on the website. So I'm looking forward to that. And further in this week, I'm planning on having an interview with Agnieszka Mordak, whose webinar I saw yesterday, and I've also signed up for her Language Learner Pro teachable course, and I think that's a really excellent set of modules and lessons about techniques for learning vocabulary, learning how to speak, learning ways to integrate the language learning in a daily routine. So if you have a chance to sign up for her teachable course, I really recommend that as well. In terms of marketers and bloggers that I've been really interacting with lately, I think there's for the teachable staff, Ankur Nagpal, Brian Harris with Videofruit, and Mariah Kaz with Femtrepreneur. There's Melissa Griffin with her Nectar Collective, and now I think she's decided to change the name to her own name to start promoting herself more. So there's a lot of bloggers and marketers and people I've been starting to follow, see their webinars, and see how they develop teachable courses and the kinds of things that they do with that. So I'm starting to really get a full spectrum of how to develop online teaching, different ways to use blog posts to bring in traffic, ways to use webinars to give added value to potential students, interact with more people. And my Facebook group is now getting really close to hitting 10,000 people. I think we'll probably hit that this week. There's now about 9,800 people. So it's going to be a really nice time to kind of celebrate that. And overall, things seem to be going pretty well. I just have to kind of keep up on the momentum, make sure that the students stay happy, that I'm paying attention to their needs, getting more materials that are helpful for them, and in the cases of these like webinars, providing content that would be helpful for them, and in further to the vocabulary techniques that I've seen with Agnieszka. I think there are ideas that I would like to implement because in my programming, I've been able to create Google Forms to populate Google spreadsheets. And with my JavaScript programming, I've been able to extract data from those spreadsheets and to populate a vocabulary form, and almost in a similar way, kind of emulate Memrise, but in a more dynamic way that is more flexible for combining content from different columns. Also in the Add One Challenge this week, we're still working on creating lots of sentences. So there's a lot of people out there who are very productive on creating sentences. I think we have to do a minimum of like 5 words each per sentence, and we can make a maximum of 30 sentences per day, at least a minimum of 3. And it's a really good activity for working on the sentence building and sentence structures in the language. And I see that it's helping me now that I've gone about 50 days now of being part of the Add One Challenge. I definitely see that my speaking in Russian is improving. I've now been able to go about 43 days of a streak for recording myself once a day and uploading that to YouTube. And it's really been helpful for my Russian. I've also been taking classes with Russian teachers, both online and offline. I've been having a lot of conversations with native speakers, language exchange partners, and I'm really able to hold a conversation in Russian now, and not just a monologue, but also kind of interact and ask questions and make comments and keep the conversation flowing. So it's really nice to be able to see that kind of progress in just about a month and a half. And so the challenge is still, in this case, going on for another month and a half until, for me, for the end of June. And I'm really confident about how things are improving with my Russian. So I really have a lot of nice things to say about the Add One Challenge. Brian Kwong and the people who help him out for the community are very supportive, very helpful. And if you are interested in joining the Add One Challenge 16th edition, the doors are currently open as of today, May 16th, until Friday, May 20th. And they're just taking about 100 people. And in the email that I saw from Brian, they have some really nice bonuses that they have from working with Richard Simcott, working with Alex Rawlings, and also there are different packages that they are putting together. I think there's even some bonuses for being able to, if you win a flight, it can be the target language country, or in this case, to Thessaloniki in Greece for the Polyglot Conference that will be in October, and also an entrance ticket to go to the conference. There's also courses from Teach Yourself. There will also be books, storybooks from Ollie Richards, and also some high quality materials from Language Boost, which I think is an endeavor by Jan van der A and Lucas Pereira. And so there's a lot of interesting sponsored products that are included for people who are joining the Add One 16th edition. So I would highly recommend joining the Add One Challenge. It's been extremely helpful for me, for my Russian. And I think if people are interested in studying Greek for before going to the Polyglot Conference there, it's a great opportunity. I think there's opportunities to speak with Richard Simcott and Alex Rawlings to prepare in advance. So definitely check that out. So there's a lot of interesting progress that I've been doing with the languages, and also a lot of interesting projects that are coming up. So thank you everybody who has been helping me out through networking, through students, through developing my website and making new contacts. It's been a wonderful 3 months so far, and it's just really encouraging and really motivating to see the potential that there is for doing work online and meeting people from all over the world, and motivating each other for learning languages, learning English, and just sharing what we know and making the world a better place if possible. So Thank you, everybody. And if you're interested in taking an English lesson with me or hearing more about my language Mandarin, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINS international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.